French senator faces trial for tweet saying immigration kills. By Chris Tomlinson on March 5, 2023. Populist French senator Stéphane Ravier faces a criminal trial after publishing a tweet in January of last year in which he stated that immigration kills the youth of France. Ravier, a former member of Marine Le Pen's National Rally, RN, who joined political pundit and writer Éric Zemmour's Reconquest Party last year, faces trial on March 9 in the Criminal Court of Marseille on charges of incitement to discrimination, hatred, or violence. The case revolves around a tweet published by Ravier on January 11, 2022, in which he reacted to the murder of a teen in Paris by a 62-year-old man from the African nation of Senegal saying, "Theo, 18 years old, murdered yesterday by a Senegalese migrant, immigration kills the youth of France," La Provence reports. A complaint over the tweet was made by the anti-hate group the International League Against Racism and Antisemitism, LICRA, and the League for Human Rights, LDH, against Ravier over allegations of spreading hatred toward migrants. Alain Luta, a civil party in the case, also alleged that by publishing his tweet the elected official is not content to react to a news event but wants to highlight the nationality of its author and to involve all people from immigrant backgrounds. Last year, Ravier had been convicted for another comment made against a female socialist senator that was deemed to be sexist in nature and was handed a fine of €1,500. Like Ravier, Reconquest Party leader Éric Zemmour has also been convicted by several courts after allegations of hate speech. Prior to his presidential run last year, Zemmour had been convicted of hate speech offenses several times. He is well known for his fiery rhetoric on topics such as illegal immigration and radical Islam. In November of 2021, Zemmour was on trial for hate speech after he claimed that underage illegal migrants were thieves, rapists, and murderers. "They have nothing to do here, they are thieves, they are murderers. They are rapists, that's all they are, they must be sent back and they must not even come," he said. He was later found guilty in January of last year and sentenced to a €10,000 fine. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.